Gente de Glen. ¿Sus? No, ¿cuál es Ambar? Eric Pro.
We have the duck on his front over there. Not the crows.
Why, they're kidding the crows.
Birds of a feather flock together. They're crows, so they're keeping crows.
They say that you are crows, you have come to see me, sir. Will they not say it like that?
Yes.
What?
This is the office for the zoo.
Oh.
They have a little exhibition of animals and botany. Smells like skunk.
They captured other birds.
Yes, yes, right. They eat mice, birds, and chickens. They come fly. That's right.
Called bird bat. They eat pigeons also.
Mm.
Not very clear. That's right.
The trees of flavor punch.
Hmm. That's how they exist in the end. Good facilities on this leg.
We have one church here called, but it's a Mormon church. Mm. It's not too far from here. It's very gigantic and it's on a hill. And every Sunday they get maybe 5,000 to 6,000 guests. Because they have spent great money, a big complex. They have a library, museum, and church. This is, we could also do this sometime, make one nice Indian temple. Thousands of visitors have come, even just tourists from all over the world. They could probably come the same way. Ours would be much better, though.
Yeah.
Very good. Thanks.
Very nice.
Lake?
Hmm. This is that lake.
But no one can swim.
Okay.
That big lake in Chicago,
uh-huh.
No one can swim because of the pollution.
How they pollute it, so the big lake?
By factories, many factories are there.
They empty all their waste directly into the lake. All the fish are dying.
Yes, I'm fishing a smell.
Gentlemen first has to understand that he's not the body.
Huh?
That psychologist gentleman has to understand he's not the body first.
Hmm. Yeah. How did he say?
Yeah, he believes that there's soul and that you're not the body, and he's hoping that he'll be able to become more serious about studying Bhagavad Gita to understand that more clearly.
Yes. Let him prove that he's soul. That is a great study situation, boy. If a scientist and philosopher, psychologist prove that here is so.
Srila Prabhupada, how should they set out to prove it, though?
Hmm?
We prove it by giving scriptural evidence, but how should a scientist
prove it? a living man and dead man. We get that food. What is the difference between this dead man and living man? What is losing? What is missing?
Mm-hmm.
This is the proof. So many times spoken. Son is gone, my father is gone. Where is your father gone? He's lying here. So what is gone? You have not seen it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the proof. Why do you cry? Father is gone. Father is lying here. Why do you say, gone?
Right.
So that means what is gone, you have never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Now he perceives, yes, something was there, now he is gone. This is the proof.
So our statements are also backed up by observation.
Huh?
The Gita's statements are also backed up by observation.
Yes. Science means observation and experiment. That is fact.
Yes.
You observe that this man is moving. There is something in my team. You are invited, come.
So Baba, the psychologist is in ecstasy every time he speaks to you.
Man, he's a good boy. As I say, you do not know anything.
He didn't become angry?
No.
He admitted.
He's a good man.
He has some humility.
You tell everyone that and they come back for more.
So science means observation to a problem.
Yes. That's what
you mean. An experiment.
That is science.
You like an experiment by chanting Hare Krishna?
No. Here is an experiment. Just like the dead man and living man. Whatever you observe that this man is moving or this animal is moving, there is some moving force. And the experiment is when the man and the animal is dead, you can understand that the moving force is gone. This is
it. As far as this will go.
You can walk further if you like.
Oh, yes.
Psychologists feel limited by the particular means of experimentation that have already been used by other psychologists.
What experiment that meant?
Well, these particular tests and so on that they're using. So he ought to change. Because somebody started doing that, right? I mean, they didn't always use those tests. They always change different types of tests that are being limited. You should offer a new method of observation.
It is simple, but because of their bad education, they cannot understand the simple thing.
They want everything complicated.
The experiment is there, observation is there, everything is there. And the eternity is there. Krishna begins like reasonable gentleman, not humbug. He says, Tathade Antarampa. Very good example that as in this body is changing from this stage to this stage, this stage, this stage, step by step. Similarly, Tathade Antarampa. Similarly, another point. So where is the difficult discussion? So this, if this is accepted, then immediately you can accept that the soul, which is changing body is eternal. Najayate nam yate. Therefore, he was never born, never died.
When Arjun came, he was suffering so much distress, but Krishna did not give him any psychological test to see what was the matter with him. He immediately knew it was because he was in the bodily conception of life.
So the thing is, if you say that it is light which makes matter move, but the scientists, they don't accept that.
Yeah, because they ask him, how it is moving?
They say it's a certain combination.
That means experiment. You simply observe, but you have no experiment, that it is not science.
There's a demonstrate. You have to
demonstrate. You met in the laboratory that things are moving by this combination. Otherwise it is useless. Therefore two things must be there, observation and experience. Practical and theoretical. Theoretical, something is there who is moving. Now we make it practical to see that this combination, that's like this chemical combination. Now take the chemicals and make experiments.
No, the thing is that they are now in the test tube. They are making experiments, and they are putting a certain set of chemicals together, and maybe some soul takes shelter of those chemicals. But the scientists say that they get the credit for it. They don't say that the soul has entered. They say, no, we have put different elements together, and now some...
No.
They've never done that successfully.
I mean, even that successful, what is credit? So many living entities are coming. Every minute. And if after 1,000 years they can create one ant, so what is the credit?
Srila Prabhupada, now being personalists, they'll accept that there's something in that body that's different than matter, but they won't admit that that's a person. They say that it's just some type of energy force, or they call it consciousness.
But we haven't got to hear from that. That lesson from Krishna.
Are they better situated than the person that doesn't accept it at all? The impersonalist that denounced Krishna, are they better than the person who is ignorant of eternity?
In the
common man.
Are the impersonalists better than the gross materialists?
Yes. That is Shankar's philosophy. Brahma Satya Jagan Mitsa. That is his philosophy. Brahma means that spirit soul, that is fact. And this material external, that is false.
Prabhupada?
A little advanced than the Buddha's level.
Uh-huh. Srila Prabhupada, how is it that they describe the soul, the impersonal?
Because there are no eyes to see. They're saying that the body is finished. Now, ghatakas, potakas. They give the example just like, within the pot there is sky, and outside the pot there is sky, and when the pot is broken, the within sky mixes with the outside.
But we say that within the pot or the body there is consciousness, and that remains eternally individual.
Yes. That is said by Krishna. It is not our imagination.
So the eternal characteristic of the self then is that he's pure consciousness.
Pure consciousness, Krishna consciousness.
Krishna consciousness.
He knows that I am part and parcel of Krishna. That is pure consciousness.
Right. And therefore his servant.
Yes. Part and parcel means that. Hare Krishna.
Would you like to walk further, Srila Prabhupada?
No. What are you doing now?
It's 27.
That's not good. It's time to go.